The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time now for Division II District Semifinal Softball. From Norway, here is Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. From Creston, Ohio, just past the high school here at Norway, and it's time to get set for tournament softball action as the number one seeded and number three in the state, Triway Titans, take on the number 13 seed Independence Blue Devils. We'll talk with Titans head coach Ron Rock coming up next on the pregame show.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Remember that when it's time to plan those funeral arrangements, to call Stabel Funeral Home at 330-567-2291. At 330-567-2291. They'll make sure that your family and that loved one who has passed are well taken care of. That's Stabel Funeral Home in Shreve, 330-567-2291.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
A single-family home located at 4938 South Drive in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $249,500. This property was built in 1945 and has three bedrooms and one full bath with 1,623 square feet located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Junior Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Dale Seidel and Valley View Spray Service has been a proud supporter of Triway Titans softball for over 20 years. From driving the team bus to helping coach the youth program, Seidel's always been willing to help. Valley View Spray Service offers weed spraying and mosquito spraying services to clients in Wayne, Holmes, Ashland, and Medina counties. For your weed and mosquito control needs, call Dale Seidel with Valley View Spray Service at 330-464-0922. Valley View Spray Service wishes the Titans good luck in this year's tournament.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and Millersburg Electric has some of the best deals in a long, long time during the Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save hundreds with manufacturer discounts and rebates from all the best brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Just in time for summer grilling season, get free assembly on all Weber grills. We offer free and carton drop-off on all appliances, or have our dedicated delivery team professionally install your appliance purchase. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2025 during the Memorial Day Mega Sale at Millersburg Electric. Visit us today or shop 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Jake Saddle here with Titans head coach Ron Rock. And coach, another fantastic season out of this squad and with a fantastic senior class.
Yes, exactly. Seven seniors, they've been around a long time. They've got a lot of experience under their belt. So, yeah, it's a fun group of kids to be around.
You know, you play against some tough competition this year as well. One notable local team was Strasburg, 9-time state titles, able to get a win out of them. How much does that help playing that tough of a regular season schedule get you ready for tournament games like this?
It helps tremendously. I mean, you know, you being around the game too this much, you have to do things like that. And whether you win or lose, you get you prepared for this time of your season. And that's what everybody plays for as it is right now.
Coach, you got a few players heading out to play college softball next year, but Carter Wachtel is one of the ones that kind of sticks out. Another fantastic season in the pitcher circle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. She's fun to be around. She is absolutely a joy to coach. And the kid is just, she's a phenomenal pitcher. Georgia Tech got a good pick there.
Well, Coach, how much do you know about Independence? What are you expecting out of the Blue Devils today?
Everything. I mean, I'm not taking anybody for granted at all. I expect them to be good. They're here, so they're in front of us, so we just have to take them down.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Pomerantz Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerantz is just around the corner. Find the location at Pomerantz. Hospital.org.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies has been striving to provide the area's best in electric motor services and power transmission needs since 1995. Hi, this is Noah Clark, and with over 120 years of combined experience in electric motor repairs and service, the staff at Clark Fowler can provide unmatched 24-hour emergency services and rapid turnaround. Clark Fowler Electric is the area's leader in electric motor repair, products, parts, and on-site services. If you need custom solutions for your electric motors, factory, or business, contact Clark Fowler Electric at 330-262-0906 or visit our website at clarkfowlerelectric.com.
Do you have car troubles? Then A&J Exhaust and Tire Center is where you need to be. They specialize in fast, reliable, and affordable service. A&J Exhaust and Tire Center handles everything from oil changes to engine and brake repairs. Their certified technicians have you covered. With over 20 years of experience, they get your car back on the road hassle-free. For peace of mind, visit A&J Exhaust and Tire Center at 3236 Dover Road in Worcester or call 330-466-6255.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
Sierra Pacific Products are MRV Setting Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows and 8 wood species. With 50 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough, or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Well, we're about 10 minutes away from this afternoon's first pitch. Let's go ahead and get you these starting lineups, and they're brought to you today by Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. Save yourself time and money, no stamp needed. You can pay your bill online through their mobile app, Smart Hub, a free service with no fees for using your bank account, credit, or debit card. And first for the visitors on the scoreboard today, and that's going to be the Independence Blue Devils. They'll line up like this. Leading off doing the catching today is number 14, Paige Prevey. Batting second in right field is number 2, Addison Walchanowicz. While batting third at third base will be number 4, Macy McGee. Allie Biondi is pitching today, wearing number 31, batting in the cleanup spot. Keely Sears, the shortstop, wearing number 13, bats fifth. Batting sixth will be number 7, Cameron Mazzulla in left field. Batting seventh will be Alexa Johnson in center field, wearing number 23. Maya Wielden is the DP today, wearing number 17, batting 8th. She'll be batting for the flex, number 9 at second base, Jenna Gallucci. And rounding out the bottom of the order will be number 0, Brianna Leroy. She is at first base. On the other side for the Triway Titans, they'll line up like this. Leading off and pitching today will be number 6, Carter Wachtel, the Georgia Tech commit. Batting second will be Kenzie Gaddy, the catcher. Batting third will be Alyssa Hostetler in left field, wearing number 12. Hannah Massaro, the shortstop, bats cleanup, wearing number 2. Batting fifth will be Michelle Lyons, designated player. She's hitting for Livy Grabowski, the second baseman today. Batting sixth will be Maya Lester, wearing number 19. Callie Robson's in center field, wearing number 1, batting seventh. Batting eighth will be Ashley Ronscheidel at first base, wearing number 11. And rounding out the bottom of the lineup will be Sam Schumacher. In right field, she wears number 5. These starting lineups have been brought to you by Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. Members of Holmes Wayne Electric save money on their monthly bill by reading their own meters. It's quick and easy. You can pay your bill and submit your meter reading through their mobile app, Smart Hub, with no fees. On vacation, no problem. Members can schedule their payments. That's how the two teams will line up for this district semifinal game here in Crescent. We'll take a timeout and come back with today's first pitch in just a little bit on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Remember that when it's time to plan those funeral arrangements, to call Schlabel Funeral Home at 330-567-2291. That's 330-567-2291. They'll make sure that your family and that loved one who has passed are well taken care of. That's Schlabel Funeral Home in Shreve, 330-567-2291.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road, northwest in Sugar Creek, is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has 3 bedrooms and 2 full baths with 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 330-674-7355 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Dale Seidel and Valley View Spray Service has been a proud supporter of Tri-Way Titans softball for over 20 years. From driving the team bus to helping coach the youth program, Seidel's always been willing to help. Valley View Spray Service offers weed spraying and mosquito spraying services to clients in Wayne, Holmes, Ashland, and Medina counties. For your weed and mosquito control needs, call Dale Seidel with Valley View Spray Service at 330-464-0922. Valley View Spray Service wishes the Titans good luck in this year's tournament.
Memorial Day Mega Savings Event is underway at Millersburg Electric with savings throughout the store. Get a GE top load washer and matching dryer pair with a low price of just $529 each. Just in time for the summer freezer season, save $350 on a Frigidaire 15 cubic foot chest freezer, now just $599. Building or remodeling, package discounts are available, and Millersburg Electric will keep your appliance package in stock until you're ready for delivery. Get 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit during the Memorial Day Mega Sale, all at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
The national anthem has been played. The teams are taking their places, and we are set for softball here at Norway. The Titans today in their white uniforms, trimmed in purple down the side, purple numerals on the front and back, with Titans across the front, Triway across the front. Meanwhile, the Blue Devils wearing their gray uniforms, trimmed in gold. White numerals on the back, trimmed in gold, with a black front Devils across the front, also trimmed in gold on that one. The Titans come in the number one seed in this district. The winner of this game will face the winner of Mapleton and Norway. That game coming up after this one, that I believe scheduled for Thursday. In the district final game, that will be played here in Creston. Independence comes in a record of 15-9 on the season. They're coming off a 4-0 win over Smithville. Before that, a loss to Keystone and wins over Fairview, Kirtland, and Columbia. The Titans, only two losses on this season. They are 24-2. First loss came to Canfield, 12-13. The other one came to, I believe it was Notre Dame. It was Notre Dame. They lost that ball game 3-11, but they did have a win over Strasburg 3-0. They played that game down at Strasburg. Carter Wachtel, the starting pitcher for the Titans today, as she toes the rubber. Wachtel on the season making her 21st appearance and 19th start. She is 20-0. She has struck out 215 batters on the season, allowing 9 runs, only 7 earned, while only walking 16, as today's first pitch is swung on and missed, and we are underway at 1:58. Preeby leads things off. The catcher comes into this ball game. We'll get you her average here in just a moment, as she'll swing and miss in that one. Now Owen to the count. 438 on the season, 6 doubles, 7 triples, 2 home runs. for the catcher, Preeby. Righty-righty matchup as Wachtel rocks and fires that pitch outside for ball one. Now one and two the count. So one ball and two strikes to Preeby to start this one. As Wachtel rocks and fires. Called strike three on the inside corner. And Preeby is strikeout victim number one and out number one in this ball game, as that'll bring up Addison Walchenowicz. Walchenowicz bats left-handed, righty-lefty matchup. Get you the defensive lineup for the Titans here in just a moment. As Wachtel rocks and fires up high for ball 1-1-0. Kenzie Gaddy behind the plate completes the battery. Ashley Braunscheidel at first. Livia Grabowski at second. Hannah Massaro at short. Maya Lesser at third. Alyssa Hostetler's in left field. Callie Robson in center. Sam Schumacher, the right fielder. That one's called a strike. Letter high on the outside corner. Now 1-1 to count. One ball, one strike. Wachtel rocks, fires, shows bunt. That one's called on a strike as well. She pulls the bat back. Now 1-2 the count. Wachtel committed to play softball the next level in the ACC. Down at Georgia Tech. It's the 1-2. Swung on, tipped at the dish. Got out of the glove of Gaddy there. And will do it again at a ball and two strikes. Wachtel didn't see that ball coming towards her and grabbed it at the last minute. So one ball, two strikes. Wachtel gets the sign. Now comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Walchenowicz down. Strikeout number two for Wachtel, as that'll bring up Macy McGee. McGee batting .447, 34 hits this season. She's also had five doubles, three triples. She bats right-handed, righty-righty matchup. As Wachtel rocks and fires outside for ball one, 1-0. Oh, we have a second. We'd like to send our thoughts to Josh McWilliams. Many people in Wayne County know Josh, usually at sporting events like this. That one swung on, ground ball, fair ball as it's hit by Lester at third. And McGee will be on with two outs there. That ball went off McGee's glove at third base and stayed fair. Biondi will step in now. We'll tell you, we'll get back to the story about Josh McWilliams here in just a moment. Biondi batting .397 on the season. Bats right-handed. First pitch to her. Called a strike. Outside half the plate, 0-1. Well, Josh McWilliams, he's usually out here at tournament events like this, especially softball. But really every sport here in Wayne and Holmes County. He's having some health issues, so keeping him in our thoughts and prayers as the 0-1, as that one swung on, popped her up. Foul ground, third base side. It'll drop a foul ball. As Hostetler and Lester neither could track that one down in foul territory, and it'll be an 0-1 count. So, Josh, if you're listening today, thinking about you, bud, miss you out here at the ballpark, especially in tournament time. It's actually an 0-2 count here to Biondi. As Wachtel comes set, the 0-2. Little low, now one ball, two strikes the count. Wachtel sets. Here's the 1-2. Called strike three on the outside corner, and Biondi's down looking. Three strikeouts in the inning for Wachtel. No runs on a hit, no errors. One left as we move to the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Well, Carter Wachtel will lead things off here for the Titans. Wachtel batting 549 this season, 50 hits. She's had 11 doubles, 8 home runs. She has a 610 on-base percentage. In her senior season, looking to take the Titans back to Firestone Stadium for the third time in 4 years. 2021, state runners-up. 2022, state champions. Last year, fell in the regionals and looking to get back this year and have a chance to earn the school's second state title in softball and third in the history of the school. Allie Biondi, the pitcher for the Blue Devils, as Wachtel will climb in right-handed. Righty-righty matchup here. It's Biondi comes set and fires that pitch outside, bit high for ball 1-1-0. Well, it's an overcast day here in Creston. The wind not too strong, blowing out towards left, according to our flag in center field. It's Biondi comes set, or 1-0. There's a strike of the knees, now 1-1 the count. It was a lot of rain in the forecast today. Looking like that's going to come later now, as the 1-1 called a strike two with the knees, and now 1-2 to the pitcher Wachtel. So 1-2 count as Biondi rocks, fires that pitch high, and we even the count at 2-2. Well, a new addition to the softball field here in Norway, and they put a press box up as the 2-2. That one swung on, looped foul. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice little two-story press box. Room for media upstairs. That pitch swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. Field here at Norway has grass behind the dish and all the way around, so the actual dirt's actually a cutout instead of all the way to the fences here. As that one swung on, popped up towards short, and grabbing that one will be Sears, as there's one away. Get you the defensive lineup here in just a moment for the Blue Devils, as Kenzie Gaddy will come in with one down. Gaddy batting 514, 38 hits this season. 18 of them have been for extra bases. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch bounced in there for ball 1-1-0. Previews behind the plate completes the battery. Leroy at first, Gallucci at second, Sears at short, McGee at third. Get you the rest here as that pitch is a bit high, and now 2-0 the count. Missoula in left field, Johnson in center, and Wachanowicz is in right field. That's how the Blue Devils line up for this one, as the 2-0 swung on, tipped at the dish. Got a bit of our catcher preview, but she pops up immediately. Looks to be okay. So now 2 balls and a strike. Great crowd on hand. Both the bleachers here on the first and third base lines full, a scattering of fans around the outfield fence. Biondi rocks and fires. That one swung on, looped towards right field, going back and making the catch there. And it's going to be Walchanowicz, and there's two away. She had to come in for that one, then back up just a little bit, but able to make the catch, and there's two gone now for Alyssa Hostetler, who bats left-handed. Hostetler batting .521 on the season. Righty-lefty matchup as time is called. Hostetler climbs back in. Here's Biondi's pitch. That one swung on, hit towards second. A little bit of an awkward fielding there by Gallucci at second, able to basically hand the ball right to Roy at first, and that will retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left after one. No score between the Blue Devils and the Titans here on WKLM.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are your farm tires ready? Millersburg Tire Service has all the brands of farm tires to keep you running, like Alliance, BKT, Seat, Galaxy, Firestone, Michelin, Petlas, and Titan. Right now you can spring into savings with a Firestone rebate of up to $300 off per tire for radial farm tires now through May 31st. They have the biggest and best farm tire selection in the area. Why not buy from the experts at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg? And tell the salesman that Brad sent you when you come in for special pricing. Celebrating 71 years in the tire business.
Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies has been striving to provide the area's best in electric motor services and power transmission needs since 1995. Hi, this is Noah Clark, and with over 120 years of combined experience in electric motor repairs and service, the staff at Clark Fowler can provide unmatched 24-hour emergency services and rapid turnaround. Clark Fowler Electric is the area's leader in electric motor repair, products, parts, and on-site services. If you need custom solutions for your electric motors, factory, or business, contact Clark Fowler Electric at 330-262-0906 or visit our website at clarkfowlerelectric.com.
Sears, Missoula, and Johnson to lead us off here in the top of the second inning. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils. Jake Seidel with you this afternoon here at Norway District Semifinal. The winner of this one will have a date with the winner of the Norway and Mapleton game that's heading your way, or heading this way next. It's the first pitch there, swung on, lifted in the air towards second. Grabowski right there making her move towards the bag will get the make the catch, and there's one away. That'll bring up Carmen Mazzola. Mazzola bats right-handed, one down. The base is empty here in the top of the second. First out recorded, that wasn't a strikeout from Carter Wachtel from the Titans. It's a righty-righty matchup. Wachtel comes set, now fires. Swung on and missed, strike one. So an 0-1 count here. Wachtel gets the sign, now rocks and fires are 0-1. That one swung on, popped up towards short this time. Massaro will come in, and she'll grab that one. Now there's two gone in the inning. That'll bring up Alexa Johnson, the center fielder today. She'll climb in right-handed, two gone, and the base is empty. Righty-righty matchup here in the top of the second inning. It's Wachtel rocks and fires. Shows bunt. Bunts it foul, 0-1. So an 0-1 count. Wachtel comes set, rocks and fires. Shows bunt again, pulls it back, and it's right down Broadway for strike two. So quickly 0-2 the count here to the right-handed hitting center fielder. So an 0-2 count. Wachtel gets the signs from Jenny Bischko. It's the 0-2. Checked her swing and knocks it foul. Do it at 0-2 once again. little defensive swing there. Went off, I think, kind of where the bat starts to taper off. Swanktel set. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And a strikeout number four for Wachtel. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils here on WKLM.
Elvin's Wash & Go Car Wash in Apple Creek is now open, featuring three self-wash bays and a brand-new automatic 360 wash with top-of-the-line equipment, providing you with the ultimate experience in touchless car washing. Single washes start at just $9. Elvin's Wash & Go also offers great monthly wash packages starting at $25. Download the convenient car wash app on your phone, and you're ready to go. Check it out at Elvin's Car Wash & Go Car Wash in downtown Apple Creek, 90 Mill Street.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Hannah Massaro to lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning. Massaro, the Bowling Green commit, will climb in right-handed. Batting 484 on the season, 46 hits. It's the first pitch to her. That one swung on, lifted high in the air, not deep. Right fielder coming in, and Walchanowicz will be there to make the catch. And there's one gone. That'll bring up Michelle Lyons. Lyons batting 382 this season. Five doubles and a home run. It's a 442 on base percentage as she bats right-handed. Biondi rocks and fires. That one swung on, fouled out of play, 0-1. Biondi takes a look in. Now comes set. Here's the 0-1. That one's up high. Now 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike, one away here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Biondi rocks, fires. That one swung on, lifted in the air towards the gap, and that will drop for a base hit. Heading for two, and now turning around is going to be Lyons. She'll stay at first with a single. First hit of the ball game for the Titans. So that'll bring Maya Lester to the plate. Playing at third base today, Lester batting 371 this season. She has driven in 26 this year, has seven doubles, three home runs. Righty-righty matchup as the pitch to her on the inside corner for strike one. So an 0-1 count. Biondi comes set, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Now 0-2, looking for home run number four on the season with that swing. So an 0-2 count with a runner on first here. Biondi rocks, fires. That pitch is high. Now 1-2. Pitch high again, that'll even the count. So 2-2 to the right-handed hitting third baseman Lester. Yeah, she climbs in once again. Biondi gets the sign. Now comes set. Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. So 2-2 count here. Biondi looks in. Now comes set, the pitch. That one swung on back up the middle for a base hit. Lions will stop at second, and the Titans, with two one-out hits here, have runners on first and second for Callie Robson. Robson batting .477. She has 10 driven in, two doubles, a triple to her name this year. And she bats left-handed. Righty-lefty matchup here. As a third baseman, McGee pinches in. Biondi comes set. The pitch shows bunt, pulls it back outside for a ball. Robson, a slap hitter. And the way the infield is shifted, there's a big gap between the bag at second and where the shortstop is playing. That pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Now 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike as the pitch shows bunt, puts it down. It'll be foul. And I'll do it now at one ball, two strikes. Ashley Braunscheidel waits on deck. It's Biondi, rocks and fires. That one swung on, lifted in the air towards center field, and having to turn around a few times was the center fielder Johnson, but able to find it. And now there's two gone. That'll bring up Ashley Braunscheidel. Braunscheidel batting .361. She has 20 runs driven in. Braunscheidel with six doubles on the year. Bats right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. Two down. Runners on first and second. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. 1-0. Biondi comes center, 1-0. That one's inside. Now 2-0 the count. So now 2-0. As Coach Keegan came out to talk to his catcher and get where the location of those pitches were. Here's the 2-0. That one's called a strike on the inside corner. Now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two down the pitch. That one swung on, popped up behind the dish. Finding the ball and almost dropping it there is going to be the catcher, Preby, but she will grab it, and that will retire the side. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left stranded. We move to the top of the third inning. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils here on WKLM.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRV Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRV Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kine, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Mia Wielden to lead things off here for the Blue Devils. Carter Wachtel back out for her third inning of work. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils in this one. Shows bunt, goes right back to Wachtel. She'll grab it underhand toss to first, and there's one gone. a play like that last year in the regionals, ended up scoring a run when Triway fell in that game. So Wachtel out there, immediately fielded that ball and then made sure she was ready to get rid of it. That'll bring up Brianna Leroy, the first baseman. She'll bat right hand. The pitch to her, swung on and missed. 0-1. Wachtel already with four strikeouts today. Two swinging, two looking. Wachtel comes set, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now 2-0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes, one down. The base is empty here. Top three, no score between the Titans and Independence. Swachtel's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is strikeout number five for Wachtel. And take us back to the top of the order. Paige Prevey, 0-1, a strikeout looking to start this ball game. She'll bat right-handed. Righty-righty matchup, and the base is empty with two gone. Wachtel comes set. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 from Wachtel. Swung on, ground ball to third. Lester grabs, throws, and that will be in time for the out. So the Blue Devils go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the third inning. No score between Triway and Independence here on WKLM.
Remember that when it's time to plan those funeral arrangements, to call Schlabel Funeral Home at 330-567-2291. At 330-567-2291. They'll make sure that your family and that loved one who has passed are well taken care of. That's Schlabel Funeral Home in Shreve. 330-567-2291.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
That'll be the 9-1-2 hitters due up. Sam Shoemaker, Carter Wachtel, and Kenzie Gaddy. As Biondi gets her final warm-up pitches in. Oh, there it is. I had trouble finding my stat sheet there for a second, and I'll have trouble finding that one in a minute. Schumacher on the season, a 320 hitter, will bat right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. As Biondi comes set, here's the pitch. That one swung on, ground ball, foul down the third baseline. We'll do it now at 0-1. So an 0-1 count here to Schumacher. Biondi rocks, fires right down Broadway for strike two. Now 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes here to start the bottom of the third. That pitch outside. Now 1-2 the count. That pitch comes inside. The Independence fans don't like it, and that'll even the count at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Biondi rocks, fires. That one swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 0-2. Pardon me, 2-2. Tell you, these earlier start times really mess with your rhythm when you're getting into it. So two balls, two strikes. Biondi rocks, fires. That one swung on, popped up towards short. Grabbing that one will be Sears, and there's one gone. Top of the order now for Carter Wachtel. She popped out to short her first time up. She'll bat right-handed, righty-righty matchup. As Biondi gets the signs. Now comes set the pitch. Down low for ball one, 1-0. So a 1-0 count here. Biondi wants to go through the signs again. Finds one she likes. Now fires. That one swung on. Line foul and out of play down the left side. Now 1-1 the count. I'll tell you what, Biondi does not waste any time once she gets that sign. Ball immediately goes into the glove and she starts her windup. That pitch swung on. Line drive foul down the third baseline again. And we'll do it now at 1-2. Well, if she's pitching, she wouldn't have any trouble if the Major League Baseball pitch clock rules. So one ball, two strikes. Biondi rocks, fires outside. That'll even the count at 2-2. So the 2-2, it's the pitch. Downstairs, that'll run the count full. Biondi comes set. The payoff. Up high for ball four. Wachtel will walk down to first on this one. First walk of the ball game issued by either team. And we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Wachtel. See who it is. It looks like it's going to be Kylie Strong. So Strong, the courtesy runner at first. Bring up Kenzie Gaddy. Gaddy 0-for-1, a fly out to right fielder first time up. That's right-handed. That pitch to her is up high for ball one, 1-0. Gaddy also has power. 50 runs driven in this season. It's the 1-0. Swung on, foul down the third baseline. Will do now at a ball and a strike. So one ball, one strike. One down, a runner on first. Courtesy runner Strong. As Biondi looks in, now comes set the pitch. That one swung on, sky-high pop towards short. Sears going out, gives way to her center fielder Johnson, who comes all the way in to make that catch. And there's two gone. That'll bring up Alyssa Hosteller, 0-for-1, grounded out to second her first time up. Hosteller bats left-handed. Righty-lefty matchup, a runner on first now. Two gone here in the bottom of the third inning. It's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to second. They'll go to second for one, and that will be the out as Gallucci tosses to Sears. So that goes down as a fielder's choice for Hostetler, and Strong is out 4-6, and so are the Titans. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the top of the fourth inning. No score between the Titans and the Blue Devils here on WKLM.
Discover this new construction plan unit development, single-family home, located at 1001 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg. That is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $239,000. This townhouse property was built in 2023. It has two bedrooms and two full baths with 1,400 square feet, located in the West Oles Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Two, three, and four hitters due up for the Blue Devils, while Chanowitz, 0-for-1, a strikeout, swinging her first time up. She bats left-handed. Top of the fourth inning, no score between these two squads, as Independence giving the number one seed Titans a good game so far. That one swung on, slapped foul. Say that 10 times fast down the third base line, 0-1. So an 0-1 count. Swachtel comes set. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for strike two. Now 0-2 the count. So an 0-2 count. As Swachtel rocks and fires. Called strike three on the outside corner. Well, Chanowitz not a fan of that call. And there's one gone. Well, Chanowitz has now struck out twice today, and that'll bring up Macy McGee. She has the lone hit for Independence today. Righty-righty matchup. Swachtel looks in, now rocks and fires. Swung on, tip back, 0-1. So an 0-1 count, one down. The base is empty here, top four. As Wachtel comes set. The 0-1 up high, now 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike. One down here, and the base is empty. As Wachtel rocks and fires. Inside now, 2-1. Well, don't forget, we've got more baseball. There are more baseball action tonight, I should say, for here on WKLM. West Holmes and Cambridge doing battle down at Cambridge. Matt Croy and Bill Pym will have the call of that one for you on the radio. I'll tell you about the other game after the 2-1. Right down Broadway for strike two now, 2-2. Other game, Highland taking on Bridgeport, and that game being played at Lehman Field. You can catch that one on the WKLM YouTube stream this evening. Both those games start at 5 o'clock, 4:25 pregame as a 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. McGee down swinging. Seven strikeouts now for Wachtel. That'll bring up the pitcher beyond you, struck out looking. For that Highland game, it'll be Zach Smith and John Monagold on the call for you. So we hope you stick with us for more spring tournament action throughout this Tuesday afternoon. It's the first pitch here. High and away for ball one, 1-0. Beyonde's thrown a good game in the pitcher circle so far today. Looking to get stuff going in the batter's box now. Swachtel comes set. Here's the 1-0. Outside now, 2-0 the count. So two balls, no strikes, and two away. Swachtel comes set. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Now 2-1 the count. So 2-1, two down. Bases are empty here, top four. No score between these two squads as that pitch called a strike on the inside corner. And for the first time today, the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two gone. So Wachtel gets the sign, now comes set for 2-2. Swing and a miss. They'll say she went around on the check swing, and that'll be strike three and strikeout number eight for Wachtel. Blue Devils go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Triway and Independence here on WKLM.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at hummelgrp.com.
Dale Seidel and Valley View Spree Service has been a proud supporter of Triway Titans softball for over 20 years. From driving the team bus to helping coach the youth program, Seidel's always been willing to help. Valley View Spree Service offers weed spraying and mosquito spraying services to clients in Wayne, Holmes, Ashland, and Medina counties. For your weed and mosquito control needs, call Dale Seidel with Valley View Spree Service at 330-464-0922. Valley View Spree Service wishes the Titans good luck in this year's tournament. Well, we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It will be Hannah Massaro, Michelle Lyons, and Maya Lester to lead things off for the Titans. We played half a ball game and have no score. Three inning lines for you. Titans, no runs on two hits, no errors, two left. For Independence, no runs on one hit, no errors. They've left one stranded. Massaro flew out to right field her first time up back in the second inning. She bats right-handed as the pitch. That one swung on, lifted to left field, and that is going to drop in front of the left fielder, Mazzulla, as Massaro is on with a leadoff single. Third hit for the Titans today. We'll bring up Michelle Lyons, who's 1-for-1 with a single her first time up. So a runner on first here. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Biondi comes set. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and lifted high in the air right field, but underneath it there is Walchenowicz, and there's one away. A little bit of a deceiving angle from me up here. That one looked like it was going a little further than it did. Massaro will retreat to first base. That'll bring up Maya Lester. Lester with a single her first time up. Bats now with one down and one on. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch tours up high for ball 1-1-0. Good snag there by the catcher, Preby. Keep that one from going to the backstop. Biondi gets the signs. Lester steps in. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, puts it down. Charging's McGee, looks at first, makes the throw in time. Moving to third on that throw is going to be Massaro in the go-ahead run now 60 feet from home on the sacrifice. That is huge there for the Titans with Callie Robson coming to the plate. Flew out to center fielder first time up, a ball that Johnson in center field had a hard time tracking down. So righty-lefty matchup here. As the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, base hit into center field, and the Titans take a 1-0 lead. That's going to be an RBI single for Robson. And it's a 1-0 ball game. And the way these pitchers have been pitching, it might just take one. Ashley Braunscheidel 0 for 1, pumped up to the catcher to retire the side in the second. Righty-righty matchup, a runner on first. Here's the pitch, shows bunt, runner goes. Bat was pulled back, the ball gets away. It's a little bit of a short throw there from Priebe, and a stolen base by Robson puts her in scoring position. Two hits in the inning have given the Titans the lead. It's a 0-1 count. As time called here, Biondi had to adjust her mask. So try it again here. It's the 0-1. Called a strike on the inside corner. Now 0-2. So an 0-2 count. Biondi rocks, fires. That one swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 0-2. So an 0-2 count. Biondi comes set, pitches. It's outside for ball 1-1-0. I don't think her hands ever came together on that pitch. Like I said, a little bit of a different lineup for Biondi. It's the 1-2. Inside, ground ball back to the pitcher. It goes off her glove. Biondi tosses underhand to first in time. And that will retire the side. But one run comes across on two hits, no errors in the inning, and one's left stranded. As we move to the top of the fifth inning, the Titans take a 1-0 lead here on WKLM.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and Millersburg Electric has some of the best deals in a long, long time during the Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save hundreds with manufacturer discounts and rebates from all the best brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Just in time for summer grilling season, get free assembly on all Weber grills. We offer free and carton drop-off on all appliances, or have our dedicated delivery team professionally install your appliance purchase. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2025. During the Memorial Day Mega Sale at Millersburg Electric, visit us today or shop 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
We move to the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Keely Sears, Cameron Missoula, and Alexa Johnson due up. Sears 0 for 1, a pop-up to second first time around. She bats right-handed. Righty-righty matchup here. As Wachtel rocks and fires, that first pitch called a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. About 50 minutes into this ball game, already in the top of the fifth inning. As Wachtel looks in, rocks and fires. That one swung on, found back, now 0-2 the count. I mean, it makes sense. We've had a combined 6 base runners in this ball game. The 0-2 from Wachtel. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Nine strikeouts for Wachtel now. So that'll bring up Missoula. 0 for 1. She popped up to short her first time up. That's right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. As Wachtel comes set, here's the pitch. High for ball 1-1-0. Jake Sano with you here in Creston. Michael Hammonds back at WKLM Sports Central. As Wachtel rocks and fires his 0-1, pardon me, as that one swung on and missed. Now 0-2 the count. So an 0-2 count. Wachtel looking for strikeout number 10 as that pitch inside. Now 1-2 the count. So 1-2 the count. As Wachtel will rock and fire. Called strike. No, I thought it was strike three. Did I have something wrong here? 2-2. I thought it was already strike two. So now 2-2 the count. We'll try it again. The pitch. Swing and tipped into the mitt there of Gaddy. And that will be strikeout number 10. Just one pitch ahead of myself. Alexa Johnson 0-for-1 with a strikeout. We'll climb in right-handed. That is five straight batters. Looked at the wrong column there in the scorebook that have been sent down via the K by Wachtel. The first pitch to Johnson. Shows bunt, pulls it back. It's high and away for ball 1-1-0. So 1-0 count. Wachtel set once again. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, pops it up and foul. Now 1-1 the count. Triway infield is pinching in, watching for those bunts. As Wachtel rocks and fires. Swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. So one ball, two strikes, two gone. The base is empty here, top five. Wachtel set, rocks, fires, swing and a miss. Strike three. That's six in a row, sent down by Wachtel, and now 11 strikeouts in the ballgame. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 the lead for Triway here on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Pomerain Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerain is just around the corner. Find the location at Pomerain. Hospital.org.
9-1-2 hitters due up as Sam Schumacher takes the first pitch, strike 0-1. Jake Sano with you once again. It'll be Schumacher, Wachtel. As the next pitch called a strike on the inside corner, now 0-2 the count. And Gaudy after Wachtel in this inning. Titans took a 1-0 lead on Callie Robson's RBI single in the fourth. It's the 0-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. And Schumacher down looking for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Carter Wachtel. She's 0-for-1. She's also walked today. Pitcher will bat right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. As Biondi rocks, fires, that pitch low and inside for ball 1-1-0. So the 1-0 is up high now, 2-0 the count. Looks like that one kind of just slipped out of the hands there of Biondi, as now she's stretching out that pitching arm. Biondi comes set, the 2-0 to Wachtel. Right down Broadway for strike one now. Two balls and a strike. It's 2-1. Swung on, foul, and out of play on the left-hand side. I'll even the count at 2-2. Outfield shading Wachtel into left field. There's a huge gap between Walchanowicz and Johnson in right center. That pitch is down low. Now that'll run the count full. When I say a huge gap, I mean you could put a youth soccer field in that gap, no problem. Biondi comes set. The payoff, that one's swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Biondi rocks fire, swung on, fouled down the left field line again. We'll do it again at a full count. Good defensive at-bat here by Wachtel. Looking to extend the Titans' lead. That one swung on, fouled off down the left side again. Do it again on a full count. Kenzie Gaddy waits on deck. It's the payoff. That one swung on, and I'll give you one guess where that one went. Foul down the left field line. It's four or five in a row there, and now our home plate umpire is out of softballs. So a payoff pitch coming after we get some more softballs into our home plate umpire. He's doing a lot better catching those than I do when I'm behind the plate. So three balls, two strikes. Biondi comes set. The pitch swung on, ground ball past the diving third baseman McGee. Wachtel digging for second, now turns back about a third of the way there. And she's on with the Titans' fifth hit of the ball game. As we'll see, strong return here in the bottom of the fifth, a courtesy run for Wachtel. Want to bring up Kenzie Gaddy. Gaddy 0 for 2, a fly out to right, a pop up to center. Looking to do some damage, third time through the order here. Biondi rocks, fires the pitch, called a strike, Kevin Ease, 0-1. So an 0-1 count, one down, a runner on first, the pitch. A little low that time, now 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike. Biondi trying to stretch that right arm again as that one swung on and driven to deep left field. That ball is gone. And that will make it a 3-0 lead. Kenzie Gaddy, a no doubt about it line drive home run over the fence in center field. As that is home run number 13 for her this season. You look at that one right off the bat, you knew that one wasn't coming back. And now there's still only one down, but now a three-run lead for Hostetler, who's 0 for 2, a ground out and a fielder's choice. She bats left-handed. Righty-lefty matchup. Biondi fires low and away for ball 1-1-0. The 1-0. Outside again, now 2-0 the count. Biondi was not a fan of that call. So two balls, so no strikes. Biondi rocks, fires. That one swung on. Ground ball to second. Grabbed there by Gallucci. She'll throw on to first in time. And now there's two gone. That'll bring up Hannah Massaro. Massaro 1-for-2, a single and a fly out to right. She'll bat right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch to her swung on. Line drive caught by McGee at third. And that will retire the side. But two runs come across on two hits, including that two RBI bomb over the center field fence by Gotti. And now the Titans lead it 3-0 here on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies has been striving to provide the area's best in electric motor services and power transmission needs since 1995. Hi, this is Noah Clark, and with over 120 years of combined experience in electric motor repairs and service, the staff at Clark Fowler can provide unmatched 24-hour emergency services and rapid turnaround. Clark Fowler Electric is the area's leader in electric motor repair, products, parts, and on-site services. If you need custom solutions for your electric motors, factory, or business, contact Clark Fowler Electric at 330-262-0906 or visit our website at clarkfowlerelectric.com.
Maya Wielden will come up to bat here when we get things started. As Carter Wachtel comes back out for her sixth inning of work, and she had her lead extended in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Gaddy's two-run home run, giving a little bit of wiggle room now to Wachtel, who has 11 strikeouts in this ballgame. As Wielden, 0-for-1, the designated player, grounded out to first, her first time up. Wielden will climb in right-handed, righty-righty matchup here, top of the sixth inning. Titans now lead it 3-0. Winner of this one has a date with either Mapleton or Norway coming up later this week. That game will be played right here in Creston. It's the pitch, swung on, fouled back, 0-1. So no one count as Wachtel rocks and fires. Swung on and missed again. Kind of jammed her on that one. Now 0-2 the count. So an 0-2 count. Wachtel rocks and fires. Swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 0-2. The 0-2 swung on, popped up, foul ground. Bronscheid will grab that one in front of the dugout, and there's one gone. Ends a stretch of six straight strikeouts by Wachtel. That will bring up the number 9 hitter, Brianna Leroy, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Will bat right-handed. So righty-righty matchup here, one down, the base is empty. In the top of the sixth inning, a 3-0 lead for Triway as the pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. So now time is called. So we'll have an offensive conference between Leroy and her coach, Troy Keegan. Gives us time to remind you once again, we've got two baseball games to send to you later this afternoon here on the FM side, also on WKLMFM.com Stream 1 and the WKLM YouTube channel. It'll be West Holmes at Cambridge, Matt Croy and Bill Pym on the call for that one. Pre-game starting at 4:25 on the radio and on YouTube as that pitch high and away for ball 1-1-0. The other game, Highland hosting Bridgeport. Zach Smith, John Monagold on the WKLM YouTube channel will have that one for you. Pre-game starting at 4:25. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Now 1-2 kind of went out and reached for that one and couldn't come up with it. So one ball and two strikes. Wachtel comes set the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is strikeout number 12 for Carter Wachtel. And I think we might have had something special in that strikeout. And we'll have to see here. I'll see if I can figure out what that celebration was for as the Triway side went nuts there for a moment. And now we go to the top of the lineup. Paige Preeby 0 for 2, a strikeout looking in, a ground out. As the pitch, called a strike 0-1. Believe Wachtel may have hit a strikeout milestone. As here comes the 0-1. Swung on, fouled off, now 0-2. That was Wachtel's 1,000th career strikeout. 1,000 strikeouts in her career for the senior going to Georgia Tech. Got that fixed. That one's down low now, 1-2 the count. I do apologize, folks. That was lapse in the brain there for a moment. So one ball, two strikes. As the 1-2 outside. And the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. As a 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Make it 1,001 career strikeouts now. Strikeout number 13 for Wachtel. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 the lead for the Titans here on WKLM.
Do you have car troubles? Then A&J Exhaust and Tire Center is where you need to be. They specialize in fast, reliable, and affordable service. A&J Exhaust and Tire Center handles everything from oil changes to engine and brake repairs. Their certified technicians have you covered. With over 20 years of experience, they get your car back on the road hassle-free. For peace of mind, visit A&J Exhaust and Tire Center at 3236 Dover Road in Worcester or call 330-466-6255.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Well, Michelle Lyons, Maya Lesser, and Callie Robson do up for the Titans here in the top of the sixth inning. Pardon me, bottom of the sixth inning. I'm really all over the place today, folks. Titans lead it 3-0. And again, congratulations to Carter Wachtel. 1,000 career strikeouts with her strikeout, Brianna Leroy, in the top of the sixth inning. Lyons 1-for-2, a single and a flyout. She'll bat right-handed, righty-righty matchup. And I'll have to see if someone's got a copy of the Triway record book. Because if she doesn't have it already, she's coming, got to be close to the all-time strikeout holder at Triways. That one swung on, lifted high in the air, deep center field, back in front of the warning track to make the catch was Johnson, and there's one away. Lions gave that one a ride, but couldn't get it down or over the fence. And there's one gone for Maya Lester, one for one with a single and a sack bunt. She'll bat right-handed, righty-righty matchup, one down, the base is empty. Biondi rocks and fires right down Broadway for strike one, 0-1. The 0-1 up high and goes to the backstop. Now one ball and one strike the count. So one ball, one strike, one down. Here's the pitch. That one swung on, lifted high in the air, slicing foul. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes. As Lester climbs back in. Biondi comes set. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes. The pitch, that one swung on. It's hit up the middle, and it's going to run into center field. Johnson will field it and hold Lester to a single. Her second hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Callie Robson. She was at 1-for-2 with an RBI single. She'll bat left-handed. Righty-lefty matchup, a runner on first. The pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Robson again, a slap hitter. So the corner infield pinched in, the middle infield standing a little further back, trying to get a double play as the 1-0. That one swung on, slapped towards first, fielded there, and stepping on the bag is Leroy, and there's one gone. Pardon me, two gone. Lester will advance to second. That'll bring up Ashley Braunscheidel. 0-for-2, a pop-up and a ground out. She'll bat right-handed. Runner on second, two down here. Bottom of the sixth inning, the pitch to her bounced in there for ball one, 1-0. Lester got a pretty big lead there when she saw that ball hit the dirt, but retreats back to second base. It's Biondi. Comes set, here's the 1-0. Inside, now 2-0 the count. So two balls, no strikes. Biondi fires. That one swung on. Back up the middle, a base hit. Rounding third, coming for home. Here is Lester. The throw is offline. She will score standing up on the RBI double. That time from Ashley Braunscheidel. So Lester scores from second and makes it 4-0. And now going to have a pinch hitter here. Lexi Long. Will pinch hit here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Long on the season batting .333, just her sixth game. That pitch bounced in front of the plate and on her way to second on the wild pitch there is going to be Braunscheidel. It's a 1-0 count. As Biondi comes set, here's the pitch. Up high, now 2-0 the count. Well, in this now being the seventh game played, only the fourth at bat here. That one's right down Broadway for strike one. She does have one hit, so she's hitting .333 in three plate appearances. That one swung on, lifted high in the air, deep left field, off the bottom of the wall. One run scores, and stopping at second is Long with an RBI double. And that is Long's third RBI of the season and her second double. She has two hits this season. Both have been doubles. So Braunschottel scores. Now Long at second. Here's Carter Wachtel. One for two, a single, and pop up and a walk. She bats right-handed with a runner on second. Two down here, bottom of the sixth inning, as the pitch to her swung on, line down the left field line and foul. 0-1 the count. It's deja vu all over again with Wachtel. Found that one off down the third baseline. So an 0-1 count. Biondi comes set, and all of the outfielders are playing at second base or further left. That one's called a ball now, 1-0. The center or the right fielder is playing in center field. The left fielder is playing on the line. That one swung on, shortly hit towards short, and throw on to first in time there by the shortstop Sears, and that will retire the side. So that was an interesting way to set that one up defensively, but it will retire the side. But not before two more runs come across on three hits, no errors in the inning, and one is stranded by the Titans. As we move to the top of the seventh inning, the Titans now lead it 5-0 here on WKLM.
Thinking about adding a deck or a new door? MRV Siding Supply has 35 to 40 store doors on display in their state-of-the-art showroom with sliding patio doors in a new trending colors. Choose from a selection of indoor patio doors, Aries patio doors, Aspect patio doors, and designer hinge patio doors. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, along with Newark in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Addie Wachano, which will lead things off. She's 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. She'll bat left-handed as Carter Wachtel back out for her seventh inning of work, looking to close out the Blue Devils as the Titans have a 5-0 lead. Wachtel comes set. As the pitch shows bunt, foul, 0-1 now the count. Thirteen strikeouts for Wachtel. She got career number 1,000 last inning. As Wachtel looks in, now rocks and fires her 0-1. Bunt shown and bunted backwards again. Now 0-2. So an 0-2 count here. As Wachtel comes set. Here's her pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner for strike three. One down and now 14 strikeouts for Carter Wachtel. Macy McGee now. 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. The lone hit of this ball game for the Blue Devils. Righty-righty matchup. Wachtel rocks and fires. Low and inside for ball 1-1-0. So a 1-0 count. Wachtel rocks and fires. Outside now 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Wachtel rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Now 2-1 the count. Well, six inning lines for Independence. No runs on a hit, no errors. One left for the Titans. Five runs on nine hits, no errors. They've stranded four. There's a called strike outside corner, about letter high. And that'll even the count at 2-2. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is strikeout number 15 of the ball game. Carter Wachtel. And that'll bring up Ali Biondi, the pitcher, who's 0-for-2, two strikeouts. The last hope here for the Blue Devils to get something going. It's the first pitch to her. Called a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. It's Wachtel. Comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two, and Independence down to their final strike. Wachtel gets the signs from Gaddy. Now comes set. The 0-2. High and away. We'll do it now with a ball and two strikes. Wachtel comes set. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball game. 16 strikeouts for Carter Wachtel in this one. A one-hit shutout as the Titans will move to the district championship game once again. And they'll face either Mapleton or Norway. And we'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
Remember that when it's time to plan those funeral arrangements, to call Schlabel Funeral Home at 330-567-2291. At 330-567-2291. They'll make sure that your family and that loved one who has passed are well taken care of. That's Schlabel Funeral Home in Shreve, 330-567-2291.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
A single-family home located at 2735 Township Road 444 in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $399,000. This property was built in 1938 and has six bedrooms and three full baths with 2,925 square feet located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. ProVS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. ProVS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Final score in this one, 5-0. The Tri-Way Titans advance in the district tournament. Jake Seidel back with you to wrap this one up. Well, we wouldn't have any scoring in this one until the bottom of the fourth inning. An RBI single by Callie Robson gave the Titans a 1-0 lead. They'd add on to that in the bottom of the fifth inning, thanks to Kenzie Gotti's two RBI home run over the center field fence. And they'd get two more in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ashley Braunscheidel's RBI double and Lexi Long's RBI double would get us to our final score of 5-0. One other important thing to note, it was the number nine batter batting in the top of the sixth inning. Carter Wachtel would strike out Brianna Leroy, and that would be career strikeout number 1,000 for Wachtel, who is going on to play collegiately at Georgia Tech next year. Get you the final numbers in this one. The winning pitcher going to be Carter Wachtel. She went seven innings, didn't give up a run, gave up one hit, struck out 16 in a win. She's now 21-0. Allie Biondi went six innings, giving up five runs, all earned on nine hits, striking out one and walking one. It took an hour and 24 minutes to play it. With the win, the Titans improved to 25-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Independence Tournament Trail comes to an end. They have a record of 15-10. For the Titans, five runs on nine hits, no errors. Four lefty and four independents, no runs on one hit, no errors. They strand one. The Titans will either face Mapleton or Norway on a Thursday here at Creston. We'll let you know more about that when we have that information. Before we get out of here, I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. Coming up here in, well, just about an hour, Matt Croy and Bill Pym will have pregame for West Holmes baseball taking on Cambridge. That game can be heard here on FM 95.3 and on the WKLMFM.com Stream 1. It will also be available to view on the WKLM YouTube page. Also on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, Zach Smith alongside John Monagold will have the Highland and Bridgeport game for you over on the YouTube side tonight. Well, that's going to just about do it for us at this one. The Titans get a win and move into the district final game for another year by the final score of 5-0 over Independence. Huge thank you to going out to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all those buttons, making sure you can hear me here on FM 95.3 and online at WKLMFM.com. Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, the final score 5-0. Triway wins over Independence. For Michael Hammond, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you later this afternoon here on WKLM. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department, WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.